206-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's great deception today. They wear ties, they wear suits, they talk smooth, but they're lies to get you to think, oh, well, no. Salvation is not a religion. It's a relationship. And all these other things are to water you down, to numb you down, to think that, oh, okay, well, you know, everything is okay. It's violently and adamantly against what you believe and who you are and what you stand for and the God that you serve. There's one way. I don't care, call me crazy, call me radical, call me what you want to. But there's one way. I'm telling you, when we get, I hope you get into the class, because when we get into study, we're going to expound on these things. It's going to set some of y'all straight on your thinking. Because the enemy waters down a lot of stuff so that we become tolerant. Tolerant. Why do you think God in the Old Testament told them to go into Canaan and kill everything? That sounds like an angry God, but it's not that God is angry. God was preserving man. Nephilim spirits were in there. The seed was contaminated. They offered their children sacrifices. They were in the bestiality. They were homosexuals. They were all kind of wicked and crazy stuff that the Nephilim had brought. God said, kill everything. Because it's contaminated. Kill it all. Destroy it all. That's what it was. It was about preserving man, not hatred for man. This stuff was not mankind. It was angelic and human, some kind of hybrid stuff. God said, destroy it. It has no place in heaven. It has no place on the earth. You know, earth wasn't made for giants. Those giants started eating up everything until they started to become cannibals. They started to eat people. You have to understand, this was wicked. And it was out to destroy everything God loved. And so God destroyed it all and saved the one man that was left. God is kind. His intentions toward us are kind. But the devil wants you to think God is angry and mean. People talk about, well, if God was so full of love, why has he allowed all this on the earth? God has not allowed that. Man has brought that on. Man has brought it on. The Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall become. Men shall be. And because they are yielding their earthly authority to dark spirits, evil. That's how the enemy gets his authority in the earth. If you don't give him any place, he has no place. Tell somebody right now, don't give the devil any place. Don't make a fuss at home. Be a peacemaker at home. Don't give the devil place in your home. On your job. Amen. Walk with integrity. Don't give the devil any place there. Wherever you are, don't give him place. And he'll have no place. Amen. So it's important that we understand all this that we see that has numbed us into thinking, well, they're not so bad. No, it's evil. It's not from God, it's from the devil, period. See, other than that, you'll start to waver, vacillate. I'm not talking about the people, I'm talking about the spirit that has created this whole thing. If you studied Islam and Muhammad, and now let me show you this too, because this is important. Well, people talk about, well, Christians were killing people back during the time of the Crusades as well. That was a religion disguised as Christianity, so to speak. It was disguised. The Crusades, where they were killing up everybody. I'm not talking about Old Testament. I'm talking about during the time of the New Testament. Do you understand? It's a big hoax, a big smokescreen to try to make people uncertain about which way, what's right. And so many today in the church are preaching the doctrine of inclusion, where they're including everybody. Everybody's going to make it. But yet they don't acknowledge Christ. You see, some, and I need to touch this right now, some religious factions will say that Jesus was nothing but a man. And some won't acknowledge that he came in the flesh at all. Now, John said, "Hereby know we the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Antichrist." Anyone that acknowledges that Jesus did not come in the flesh is not the Spirit of God, it's the Spirit of Antichrist. What do we mean, come in the flesh? Not just manifest in the flesh, but was a man in flesh equal to who and what we are. I got to drive that home to you. You got to understand, he wasn't walking around with a halo and wings and, you know, big light around him all the time and just, you know, everybody know that that's God. He came as a man. As a matter of fact, Isaiah said he had no comeliness that we would desire him. In other words, in a crowd of people, you couldn't have picked Jesus out.
Amen.
When they came to take him, they said, "Which one is he?" And Judas had to point him out. Yeah. Do you understand? There was nothing about him. He was a mere man who emptied himself of deity and took on the form of a servant and became in the likeness of a man, a man. And that's how he walked. That's how he defeated the devil. That's how he cast devils out. That's how he healed the sick. That's how he did all that he did, just as a man. So tell somebody, that gives us hope. If he did it as a man, he said what he did, we can do also.
Amen.
As humans, because we are born again of his Spirit. Okay, I just need to emphasize that very strong, because people need to know who they are.
Amen.
And how he did this, and that we can do it as well.
Amen.
Okay, so persecution came to Daniel, and you know the story, he was cast down into the lion's den, right? But again, like the Hebrew boys, because of Daniel's steadfast faith, tell somebody, have faith in God. Come on, tell him, he is not only able, but he's willing. If you will, he will. God is not only able, but he's willing. If you just stand firm, he will. He's not just going to show you that he's able. He'll show you that I'm willing to. Daniel was firm. He stayed praying. He didn't try to exercise some hypocrisy or so-called wisdom hiding himself. He stayed firm. What you see is what you get. I'm not going to try to hide it. I pray to my God. I'm not going to stop praying to him. He's the one that gave me the vision that delivered me last time. He'll do it again. Come on, tell somebody, he'll do it again, and again, and again, and again. God will keep on delivering you. You just have to take the stand. Because he's given you supernatural capabilities to carry out your assignment. You carry something. Every one of you carry something from the Lord. You have an earthly assignment that God needs fulfilled in this earth. He gave you the assignment. Nobody else has that assignment. And so he has to supernaturally empower you to carry out that assignment. Daniel kept praying. The king was told. It says in verse 14 of chapter 6, "Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree, nor statute which the king established may be changed." Just when the devil thought he had you. Verse 16, "Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. See, Daniel had a testimony. The king telling Daniel, Daniel, don't worry about it. The God I see you walking before,
that's right, that's right. All right.
The life I see you living,
that's right.
God going to deliver you. Come on, God going to take care of you. The God you've been worshiping and serving, he going to deliver you. Don't worry about it. Come on, God will give you a testimony. Folk will be in your corner. Folk will be, amen, speaking well of you and doing things in your behalf. That king tried to deliver them all night, all day, couldn't do it. I told Dan, don't worry about it, Dan. It's going to be all right. King went to his palace in verse 18 and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Like with the Hebrew boys, Daniel went down into that den with faith.
Amen.
He never wavered. He never wavered. He never questioned God. He never got his eyes off of God. And so in doing so, listen, he entered the quantum level. That's where you can speak to the mountain and it be removed. Come on, that's where you can say stuff and stuff happens. See, he locked in faith and he entered into the portal. Are you hearing? He went through the portal where matter changes. See, where there are no natural laws that govern, but rather there are possibilities and probabilities. What possibility or probability would it be for lions that have not been fed for a long time, that are hungry? What possibility or what is the probability that when they throw in a nice fresh meat body, that the lion's gonna lose their appetite? But you see, Daniel, when he was thrown in, he didn't panic and ask, please have mercy on me. Please don't let me die like this. No, he went down there in his faith. So when he went down there in his faith, God had already gone before him. See, when you walk in faith, God is already before you. Stuff is already happening in front of you. That's why he says, do not fear.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.